This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And does this great nation deserve great human beings in positions of power? Now, it would seem to me that that question is a no-brainer. Of course we do. And of course, when we look back on people who have been our most successful leaders, they have been people of character. People with a certain amount of decency and a record that impressed the people around them. There was recently a spirited debate in Newsweek website, and it was a debate in which I participated. I took the position on whether morality matters in politics with a piece headlined, Morality Always Matters in Politics, which is my firm belief. The opposite side has a terrific column in response. It says, I don't care if politicians are good people, and neither should you. The author of that column, somebody I don't know until just now, is Adam Coleman, who is a columnist. He is the author of Black Victim to Black Victor, and he is the founder of Wrong Speak Publishing. And he begins his column by talking about Lauren Boebert and the deeply embarrassing evening that she spent basically groping and being groped with a date, all recorded on a security camera, and then vaping in the middle of a performance and singing and basically being thrown out of the theater. Adam, why did you, of all of the scandals involving current politicians, I would agree with you that that was a pretty trivial scandal. Is that why you selected it?
Well, I mean, I selected it mostly for timing. It was a story that was in the media, and a lot of people were talking about it on Twitter. And I kept seeing the argument of why they don't like her because of that moment, or why she should be judged in a moral stance and how that relates to her job. And I just disagreed, not because I like Lauren Boebert, because I don't, but from the stance of, I don't think outside of politicians or just by anybody else, we don't know most people's life when they go home. Their private life is just that, private. And what we care about is, how do they perform at work? You know, I'm sure lots of us have had bosses that were good bosses or bad bosses, but we judge them based off of their performance while working. So I think it's fair to say, why don't we judge these people based off of how good of a politician they are? So if I don't like Lauren Boebert, it's not because of this event or any other private matter that might have come to light, or her going through some divorce or anything like that, which, by the way, I shouldn't even really know. But I judge her based off of her performance as a politician.
Okay. First of all, I agree with you that that is the main reason you should judge her in terms of voting for her for a major office. But what's interesting to me is we're right in the midst of a Republican presidential nomination race, where it seems to me, and it's a very, very different thing when you're talking about the President of the United States as opposed to a member of Congress or a member even of even your local school board. A President of the United States, remember they had that campaign that they did for Hillary Clinton when she was running against Barack Obama the first time. And when she was running against Barack Obama in 2008, they used an advertisement with a ringing phone. Who is going to pick up the phone at 3 in the morning when it's an emergency? Don't you think that someone's decency, stability, sanity, maturity, that those characteristics, which are personal characteristics, would be very important for selecting someone to, let alone being president, to select someone to represent your party in a presidential contest?
Well, I think the big thing is that if someone has a private life, it's kept private, right? So if they have some sort of, like, for example, if a politician is an alcoholic, I shouldn't know that they're an alcoholic, right? So the only reason I would know if they're an alcoholic is because it bleeds into their public life. It bleeds into their job performance. So that's clearly where the issue lies. So from a moral standpoint, or just having, like, human flaws, I think we're all flawed. The problem is when it bleeds into the public life and it's no longer private. I think the other problem is when there's a mechanism to uncover things that are private about people that had no interference with the work that they were doing. And, you know, why should I know about these things? You know, and I think the further point I was trying to make in the article is that these things become weapons, right? It's not really a measurement on their performance if someone's going through a divorce or someone cheated on their spouse. Like, that has nothing to do with the job. I'm sure we've worked with all types of people who've had flaws, and we knew nothing about it, and we should know nothing about it because it's not our business.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because there have been a wide number of corporate issues where in corporations where there are pretty strict rules against sexual harassment or against basically fooling around with people with whom you work. Do you think that corporate boards of directors are wrong to enforce those rules? There's a case out here where there was a very, very successful head of Boeing, whose name was Harry Stonecipher. And he had doubled the total stock value of Boeing as CEO. And he was fired because he got involved with an affair with somebody that he was working with, which was enough to get him fired. Do you think that's a terrible example for people to follow in politics?
Well, I think usually, I hear what you're saying. I think that type of policy, I understand why a company would put something like that in place.
Okay, so what about Bill Clinton, who got involved with an intern? Is that relevant to how he performs his job, or is that relevant to his ability to be an outstanding president?
I think that comes into play because what he was doing was basically at work. He was doing things at work. He was interfering with someone who was at work, and there was a power dynamic between the two. I was going to say, I think a lot of corporations put these policies into place because there's a power dynamic between the two people. You know, it wasn't Monica Lewinsky and another intern who were having a relationship. She was having a relationship with the president, someone that she was working under. So I think that's understandable. And these are usually things that people agree on before they work.
Okay, what about if somebody has a series of DUIs? Now, that was true, I know, and it pains me, but that was true for Dick Cheney. By the time he was elected vice president, that part of his life was over. But if somebody has an ongoing drinking problem, is that relevant to his qualification for the highest offices? We will get back to Adam Coleman, a columnist, on this issue of does character matter in politics? Should it matter? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll be right back.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
are champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by Adam Coleman, who is a columnist. He is the author of Black Victim to Black Victor. And he is also the author of a column that contested my position, a column under the heading, I Don't Care If Politicians Are Good People, and Neither Should You. Adam, with your permission, if I could bring this right up to the current day, we're in the middle of a contest for the presidency of the United States,
And there are people on both sides who seem to have some very serious failings. I mean, we had hours spent yesterday on an impeachment investigation of President Biden. President Trump, as we all know, has 91 charges, indictments against him now, 91 articles of indictment against him. And he even had a summary judgment saying that his entire business empire had been built on fraud. If that summary judgment made by Judge Justice Engoron in New York, if that holds up in court, if that stands, that President Trump has been breaking the law in his private business dealings for 40 years. If that's true, is it legitimate to hold that against him as a candidate to return to the White House?
Yes, I believe so. Because the way I see things is that when you're doing something that when I talk about private life, I mean, when you go home, how you interact with your friends, how you interact with your family. For something like that, that's his public life, right? You know, not everybody is a public figure, but when you're out in the world, when you're at work, that's part of your public life, in my opinion, especially when it's professional-minded. So if he was actually committing fraud for a number of years or decades, that is part of his public life. And especially for someone like him, who's basically been a public figure most, if not the majority of his adult life, and he picked, he used his story and himself and his position as something of a success. Well, that success should be under some sort of question if it was, you know, underpinned by some fraud. So I think it's fair.
So I think you win this argument in that sense, because what you're saying is that it's appropriate for people to ask questions about how Donald Trump ran his businesses. That's fair enough, fair game. But what you're saying is it wouldn't be fair game to dig into what went wrong in his marriage to Ivana, or
exactly.
Whether it's true. Then again, but that gets you into a complicated area. You do say in your article you only care if someone commits a felony. Part of what went on in the divorce proceedings for President Trump in his divorce with Ivana was apparently she made charges that he used physical violence against her. And is that relevant if someone is abusive as a husband or a father?
That's a good question. I was saying that, short of someone committing a felony, I really don't care. But I think basically, like, if you break the law, that becomes a public record. So anybody can look that up. I can Google anyone and look up the record. So, you know, when you break the law, you normally do something that's going to become something public. So I think that's fair. Any sort of crime that's committed, and you're prosecuted. Yeah.
If I can just shift us just a little bit distance to go from Trump to Lincoln, and that I think is actually a great distance. The other question that you would ask about a politician is not only does he have a problematic or troubled or deeply flawed character, but what about those people of extraordinary character? One of the points that I made in my column in answer to yours was that Abraham Lincoln was known as Honest Abe before he was even a prominent politician. It was because of the way he handled his business dealings in New Salem, Illinois. It was even Stephen Douglas, who ran against him both for president in 1860 and for the U.S. Senate in 1858, acknowledged that Lincoln was formidable in part because he was such an honest individual. and someone who really did shy away from any shady aspect of things. And yes, they have shady aspects of the world in the 1850s, just as they do today. So is it not legitimate to be looking for people of outstanding character, like an Abraham Lincoln?
I don't think it's illegitimate. I just think that, you know, we're humans. When we find out information about someone, whether it's good or bad, whether we should know about it or not know about it, we use it to our advantage or we use it to someone else's disadvantage. So if we find out that someone is a good person, obviously it's going to help that person, you know, in how we see them. So I don't necessarily think I wouldn't be one to be like, oh, they're a good person in their, you know, in their private life. Who cares, per se? But I just think that if we focus more so on the performance of people who are in office or anybody who has any job, focus more so on their performance and what they're capable of doing, then I think that's ultimately what matters. Would I prefer that we have good moral people who are in office? Absolutely. That's, you know, that's my personal preference.
Okay. It looks like we're actually closer together than you would think. In a very little time left over to us, you're the author of Black Victim to Black Victor, which is a book in part about the victimhood complex. Maybe you could just give a minute about the theme of your book.
Sure. Real quick, it's basically talking about race, but even in a deeper way, it's talking about the importance of family. You know, during 2020, they said that racism was the biggest issue facing Black Americans. And really, family separation, family issues, in my opinion, are the biggest issue. And to go even further, I think it's the biggest problem in America. So I wanted to use my book as an opportunity to talk about that.
I think we have a great deal to agree upon. Adam Coleman, columnist. You can read, it's linked up on our website, the exchange between Adam Coleman and myself on the issue of morality and politics. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. And Adam, have a great weekend. We will be right back.
The Michael MedVed Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. California Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away last night at the age of 90. The longest-serving female senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. The White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
That's Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget. More than 20 million people in the Northeast are currently under a flood watch. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency in multiple regions due to severe rainfall and flooding. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are a flurry of new polls. It's that time. It's a Friday. We're going into a big weekend. We're going into a government shutdown. The polling has been disastrous for Joe Biden. There's a Peggy Noonan column that comes out tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. Advanced copy of it shows the headline says Biden's trend line points downward, and it's all about the president's polling problems. And it says Joe Biden is old, but policy is his problem. I believe the majority of Americans, says Peggy Noonan, don't like current Democratic policies on major issues. They don't like the party's position on crime, which comes down to the idea that crime is bad, but we can't just arrest people and throw them in prison if they're convicted. It's more societally nuanced than that. And they don't like the party's position on illegal immigration, which is that the number and boldness of the past few years' surge is unfortunate, but we're not sure it's happening at really high levels or why, and the latter question demands more study. There's a poll that I want to get to that shows that Republicans have reached historic advantages on the three issues that concern people most, and where they're outpolling Democrats as to which party has a better shot at actually solving these problems. According to a new NBC poll, they outpoll Democrats by about 2-1. This is CNN's Jake Tapper talking about some of the challenges that President Biden faces in his campaign for re-election. Listen, this is clip 9.
Polls show that Joe Biden is really underwater when it comes to approval on the economy, approval on immigration and the border, when it comes to approval in almost every realm. I mean, he's really facing, I think it's some of the worst polling for an incumbent president since Jimmy Carter.
Okay, and Jimmy Carter, you will remember, lost in a landslide. He actually
Reagan did not win such a huge percentage of the vote. He won 51%. But because there was a third-party candidate, John Anderson, who got 7%, Jimmy Carter lost over 40 states. It was a disaster for the incumbent. Is that what Joe Biden is looking at? Well, the headline is Republicans have advantages on immigration, crime, and the economy. Voters, this is according to the new NBC poll, voters overwhelmingly say they trust Republicans to do a better job than Democrats dealing with border security, crime, the economy, and immigration. The question is, will this incredibly misguided and pathetic and stupid and brain-dead shutdown, will that destroy that advantage that Republicans have built up? It says the by some smaller margins, registered voters say at the same time that they trust Republicans more on border security, crime, and the economy, and immigration. They trust Democrats more on health care, abortion, the coronavirus, and education. On this survey, after 20 or 30 years, said Bill McInturff, who was one of the pollsters involved in this poll, on this survey, after 20 or 30 years, Republicans dealing with the economy versus Democrats, immigration and crime, are all at their all-time highs. The other thing that maybe is not expected is these phrases, protecting our constitutional life rights and protecting democracy. These are things where overall the electorate thinks Republicans are more focused and would do a better job than Democrats. And this goes completely against the speech that President Biden gave yesterday in Arizona, talking again about how one particular Republican named Trump is a threat to democracy. People, according to the NBC poll, trust Republicans more than Democrats in protecting our constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't impact their feelings about abortion. The GOP advantage on the economy is the highest recorded in more than three decades of NBC polling, 30 years, but it's at about the same level as it was in September 2022, before Democrats notched surprisingly strong midterm election results, in part because of those voter concerns about the GOP, about the abortion issue. Here are some of the numbers, or the indication of what the numbers say. 50% of registered voters surveyed said the Republican Party is better at dealing with border security compared to 20% who picked the Democrats. More than 2-to-1 advantage for Republicans. And dealing with crime, 46% say they see Republicans as better, with only 20% again saying the Democrats are. On the other side, they say that 46% of Democrats are better at dealing with abortion compared to 22% of voters who said Republicans are better at dealing with health care and 28% who said Republicans are dealing better with abortion. So basically what it indicates is that if Republicans are going to win this election, it will be because they can get away from some of the conversation about abortion, if they can get away from some of the conversation about the various indictments that have been made against President Trump or President Trump's personality or his character or his own reliability. If they can get away from the personal focus on the candidates, they have a very good chance of winning by emphasizing the economy, crime, and immigration, which is going to be more difficult to emphasize, it seems to me, if we're in the middle of a shutdown where people are feeling discomfort.
and it's very clear that it's Republicans who are responsible for that shutdown. The talking about the Biden impeachment yesterday with a coming right into a shutdown, the Republicans focused a great deal of time on hearings in the House about the potential impeachment of President Biden. And on Fox, Neil Cavuto looked at and listened to those impeachment inquiry hearings and had this to say about it, clip six.
All right. For the better part of 6 hours, I have been following these hearings, save an hour off to do my Fox Business show earlier today. I don't know what was achieved over these last six-plus hours. It is worth pointing out that none of the witnesses today were fact witnesses. That means that none were involved in the investigation into the alleged activities in the first place. What's more, none of the witnesses testified today of direct knowledge of what Republicans have been claiming about Joe Biden. We also say that the best they could say now, after the six-plus hours of testimony back and forth, is that they're going to try to get more bank records from Joe Biden and his son, says that they're needed to determine if a crime was committed.
Okay, the idea that you have 6 hours without having specific charges that could lead to an impeachment, is this a waste of time that should continue through a shutdown? We'll talk about it on the Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a question that is posed by Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. The headline asks, will the Hunter Biden probe keep going in a shutdown? And he writes that 3 days before the federal government's funding was to expire, Representative Jason Smith called a news conference in a House TV studio. Had the chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee come up with a last-minute plan to avert a government shutdown? No. Instead, Jason Smith, Republican Missouri, was announcing new and alarming accusations this week against Hunter Biden and dumping another 700 pages of documents about the president's son's finances. A reporter asked about the wisdom of focusing on such other priorities as the federal government careened toward disaster. House Republicans can walk and chew gum, Smith replied. We're pretty good at that. Is that what they're good at? Walking and chewing gum? How true, says Dana Milbank. They can shut down the government and impeach President Biden on bogus charges all at the same time. In recent days, Donald Trump has issued two commands through his social media platform to the House Republican majority. First, the former president told them they must either impeach the bum or fade into oblivion. And then all in capital letters, they did it to us. Next, he told them to shut down the federal government in order to defund these political prosecutions against me. He further ordered, unless you get everything, shut it down. And that's all in capital letters with an exclamation point, of course. There are at least some very important Republican voices who are resisting that idea of unless you get everything, shut it down, in order to, quote, defund, and this is a quote, these political prosecutions against me. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler spoke this week about his disgust with some of his House Republican colleagues. And Mike Lawler is a fine congressman who flipped a Democratic district and is fighting to defend it in upstate New York. Here's what Congressman Lawler had to say.
This is not conservative republicanism. This is stupidity. The idea that we're going to shut the government down when we don't control the Senate, we don't control the White House. These people can't define a win. They don't know how to take yes for an answer. It's a clown show. You keep running lunatics, you're going to be in this position.
And then he spoke on the House floor just an hour ago about the need to pass a short-term funding bill immediately in order to avert that government shutdown that's supposed to be happening Not tonight, but tomorrow night at midnight. Listen, this is again Congressman, Republican, conservative Mike Lawler on the House floor.
Shutting down the government will serve no purpose whatsoever. And in fact, it will tank an already fragile economy because of the Biden administration's policies. Our veterans, our seniors, our active duty military, all of the employees within the federal government hurt by a shutdown. Our stock market, our 401ks impacted. There is absolutely no reason for a shutdown. And it is imperative that we in the House lead, that we govern, that we pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded short term while we finish our work. People can blame leadership. People can say we should have done this back in July. I would remind some of those very people that they refused to move rules. They refused to move some of these bills.
Okay, the need for action immediately, well, there's this report on the House of Representatives, and this from the Washington Post. Some hardline conservatives are continuing to float a motion to vacate Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That means to fire him, to deny him the speakership, with a vote potentially coming Sunday. In other words, that'll be just exactly what we need once the shutdown has begun on Saturday night, Sunday, to have a vote to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Far-right Republicans are considering nominating a Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota, I believe, as the new speaker, arguing that he is someone more attuned to their concerns and he will better deliver conservative results. Emmer was approached by the Washington Post. He said he's not interested. He doesn't want to take over the speakership in these circumstances. There's also this, and this is from Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin, who is one of the brightest rising stars in the Republican Party. He's terrific, particularly on the dangers of China and Russia. And by the way, so is Congressman Mike Lawler, who is terrific and clear on the Ukraine. Mike Gallagher, Congressman from Wisconsin, says at midnight Saturday, absent a continuing resolution agreement, the U.S. government will shut down. Another self-destructive event is set to occur at the same time. Nearly $11 billion will disappear from the Defense Department's hands. This isn't a new problem. In the last decade, more than $125 billion defense dollars have evaporated as a result of outdated purchasing processes that aren't in sync with the appropriations timelines. If defense appropriations aren't spent by the end of the fiscal year, they expire. The money is held in abeyance for 5 years where it can be used to pay older, unexpected bills, but it's rarely used. On the last day of the abeyance period, the money goes back to the Treasury where it feeds the mandatory spending welfare state. As our military sends badly needed dollars back to the Treasury, our greatest adversary, the Chinese Communist Party, is engaged in the largest sustained peacetime military buildup since World War II. Meantime, the Pentagon orders fewer long-range fires and ship-killing missiles than can be produced, lacks the capacity to surge production, and is dealing with a $19 billion backlog of foreign military sales items for Taiwan. The military can't afford to lose nearly $11 billion in buying power. That's why I introduced the Funding Indo-Pacific Readiness and Enhancing Stockpiles Act, FIRES for short. It would reroute those canceling funds to enhance near-term deterrence vis-a-vis China and prevent their misuse for non-defense purposes. but it must pass by 11:59 on Saturday. I mean, does this make sense? It makes a great deal of sense. Is it a good idea to cut off disaster relief funds for people who are hit by floods and hurricanes and difficulties of that nature? Does it make sense to cut off the not even $24 billion, but the $6 billion that has been authorized to buy more ammunition for Ukraine to defend itself? And no, that's being cut off too by the government shutdown. The entire shutdown will achieve nothing, except for helping the Democrats look comparatively reasonable. And coming up, we have a privilege of talking to Mike Pence about how he would handle a government shutdown, what needs to be done with it, and his plans for reviving the U.S. economy and restoring the U.S. economy from some of the damage under the Biden administration. We'll be speaking to the former vice president, current presidential candidate. We'll be covering a couple of new movies and much more, all as we go into shutdown land. And what does it mean? We will get to that and to much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.